been waiting to talk to you.
You have? What's up?
Well, you know we've been talking about why we go to church.
Yeah?
Well, guess what happened to me today?
Why, I don't know. Anything could have happened to you.
I went rock climbing.
What? You?
Come on. Anyway, I learned something.
It's hard to do with no legs?
No. Well, yes. But that wasn't it. You know that huge, huge, huge rock slide down the side of the mountain behind the lodge?
Yeah.
I climbed it.
Oh, now that was dangerous.
Uh-huh. As I climbed up, I kept sliding back down a little and climbed up and slid back down some and climbed up and slid back. I felt so alone and I was so scared.
I can see why.
I did finally get to the top, and you wouldn't believe what was up there.
I know what was up there.
There was a large group of people up there praying and worshiping God.
Yeah, that's where the prayer gardens are at.
I couldn't believe it. I worked and worked and worked to get up there, thinking I'd be the first person up there, and there were all these people.
Yeah.
You know what I found out?
What?
There's a path on the other side of that mountain with gardens and pretty waterfalls, steps, handrails, benches, the works. People were enjoying themselves, praying, singing, worshiping God, and sharing with each other. I was sweaty, dirty, and alone. You know, if I had a map of that mountain or followed the signs, I could have found an easier way up.
Or you could have asked me. I've been up there hundreds of times. I could have helped show you the way. We could have gone together.
Really? Wow.
What?
This is just like we've been talking about all this time.
How's that?
Well, let's just say the walk up the mountain is the Christian walk.
Then you went the hard way.
Yeah, but let's say the Bible is like a map.
Okay, it teaches you and gives you directions.
It would show you the better way. And you, like Christian brothers and sisters, could have gone with me to show the way.
By sharing our experiences and working together, encouraging each other and praying for each other, Christians can help each other.
And when we got to the top, we can worship and pray together.
Right. I see what you're getting at. At church, we worship God by learning more about Him through Bible study, Sunday school, and listening to what God has to say through preaching of His Word. Our Christian brothers and sisters are there to share with us, encourage us, pray with us, and worship with us.
But the most important thing is worshiping God, putting Him in the center of our lives.
Hey, you know what? I think you may have more than just stuffing in that head of yours after all.